T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back live, Super Bowl headquarters, Super Bowl Radio Row, Miami Beach. And we're going to have a big 4 o'clock hour for you, but we are going to finish the 3 o'clock hour here in a fashion that might make you win money or probably make you lose money.
You got to go the right way.
You got to go the right way. Yes. Although she's sometimes put together a couple winning weeks, never in a row. But she did go 0-3 last week. So Jen Figueroa, we call her Figgy Fresh, J Fig. We started bringing her on a few months ago to make picks, and she was terribly unlucky. Mm-hmm. And so now we tell you flat out, fade Fig. You've got to fade J Fig. And Dan Day, fire off the big open here for fade Fig.
Fresh in the mix.
Your love is fading.
Figgy Fresh in the 305.
I feel it fade. I feel it.
Figgy Fresh, ladies and gentlemen, in the 305. J Fig. J Fig, by the way, is going to be with us at Dave & Buster's on Sunday when we do our watch party for the big game. Me, Crowder, Dan Day, J Fig, Alex Dono. It is going to be a fun evening watching the game. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan. Fig, you went 0-3 last week. That's not good. You realize that.
Do you realize?
Yes, I realize it. I want to make sure. Do you realize that you're doing – I mean, you're kind of doing what's intended for the segment, but you're also – if you were gambling, you're bordering on broke. It's hard to overcome.
Keep the research up.
I am giving you what you want.
Okay.
Intentionally or not.
Yeah,
I can't
it's definitely not
anymore.
Intentional. I guarantee you it's not intentional. You've got that out where you can go, well, you want me to lose in this segment, right? So I'm losing. So
DJ, Fresh.
I'm going to use that an excuse from now on whenever
Figgy
I lose.
Fresh. All right. I'm going to give you 3 games, J-Fig. Actually, I'm going to give you a couple more. Here we go. I'm going to give you some games, and then I'm going to give you some Super Bowl props, and we're going to see what you end up doing here because you have been ridiculously unlucky. The Heat tonight, the last I looked, the Heat tonight were a 3-point favorite over the Celtics. Is that still, Solana, is that still true?
Yes.
3-point favorite?
Yes.
Heat are -3 tonight. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking. It's down to 1.5. Heat are a 1.5-point favorite over the Boston Celtics tonight. So who do you like?
I'm going to go for the Heat.
You're going to
lay. But I'm going to lay the points for the Heat.
Yes. I don't think you've ever picked against the Heat, have you?
Yeah, I actually have. And then okay. I lost that game.
Okay. So you are laying 1.5 tonight, Heat and Celtics.
Correct.
Okay. College hoops tonight. The Miami Hurricanes, they host Virginia Tech at the Watsco Center. Hurricanes are getting 3 points tonight. They are 3-point underdogs at home.
I'm going for the Virginia Tech.
The Virginia Techs?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. She's going.
Crowder, I can't see you, but I'm pretty sure you're just nodding your head.
She,
Figgy Fresh from the East Side. I'm riding with you.
She's in the studio with Dan
Fresh
Day
on the East Side.
In El Portal. All right, she's taking Virginia Tech, laying 3 points tonight. Now, let me give you the big one, the Super Bowl on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs, depending on where you look, the Chiefs are either 1.5 or 1-point favorite. We're going to give you the 1.5. So the Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites over the 49ers on Sunday.
I'm going for Kansas City.
You're
sure.
Kansas City and Lane. That's because we want to bet Kansas
just think
City.
Think about it, J Fig. The 49ers, the pretty red.
No. You're not going to trick me into something, okay?
No, she wants to lay the points.
I know the 49ers are tricky, but all I'm right. going to go for Kansas City.
There are those are 3 picks. Now, you know what prop bets are?
No, I'm so sorry. I can't.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's what makes the – that's what's supposed to make you lucky, the fact that you don't know any of this stuff.
Okay.
How you become so unlucky really doesn't fall into line with what usually happens with this stuff. So prop bets are bets that are atypical. They're not, you know, a team laying points or whatnot. These are things that might or might not happen in a game. And when it comes to the Super Bowl, there are a lot of prop bets. So here's one of the prop bets. Which of these Jennifer Lopez songs will be sung first during the halftime show? I'll give you a choice. Now, are you a fan of J-Lo?
J-Lo's my mother.
All right. And you are J-Fig,
yep.
And you're a fan of J-Lo. Are you J-Fig from the block or just the east side?
DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
On the east side, okay.
DJ Figgy Fresh in the 305.
Okay, so 305 east side, we got you. All right, which song will J-Lo perform first at halftime? On the Floor, Jenny from the Block, Let's Get Loud, Live It Up, Get Right. Any of those?
Oh, my God, that's a really hard one. Because she probably would open with On the Floor, but...
That's the odds-on favorite. That is the favorite.
Okay.
Which means the you know what the favorite is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Okay.
On the Floor, is that what your pick is?
Yeah, because
think it through. It's like being on Who
Let's
Wants to Be a Millionaire.
As well.
Right. See, Let's Get Loud makes sense to me.
It makes
That's a good
so
way to fire
sense.
Up a crowd.
Let's Get Loud. I
yeah,
like
but
that.
But Jenny
one.
From the Block is kind of like that's
her
first.
Yeah,
but that's something right. to like growl somebody that. In within the middle. That's like the spread of the sandwich.
So but she can't just say Jenny from the Block because Shakira's there too. Like
that's a good point.
You got to be more, you know.
That's a good point.
I'm pretty sure Shakira says her name somewhere in other songs.
Right, so they would each say it, though, in a middle song, not as the intro song if they come out together.
No,
so
that
you're like
that
On the Floor, you're like Let's Get Loud, Jenny from the Block.
I would say On the Floor.
Okay, On the Floor, that's fine. That's a favorite. It's yeah. plus 400.
You don't want to party, then your ass got to go. You
which
don't want
which
party.
Means, I don't know if that's J-Lo.
Oh, okay. Get it on the
that's
floor.
Plus 400, though, on the floor. So you can bet 100 to win 400 if she opens with On the Floor. Now, will Shakira, this is a prop bet, J-Fig, will Shakira and Jennifer Lopez twerk during the halftime show? Yes or no?
I think that's a given. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say yes, for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes is plus 190. Yes is plus 190.
We
no
know
is J-Lo the odds on
and
favor.
We know this girl's hits.
Yeah. All right.
You're
so,
in Miami. You, what are you going to do, waltz?
All right. So J-Fig has Shakira and J-Lo twerking during the halftime show.
What
all
is
right.
a twerk, though?
Well,
one booty bounce?
Is it a textbook twerk?
Like hands on the
like
knees,
the classic right? What if it's J-Lo just
up and down?
What if it's just a little up and down motion?
Nah,
no.
It's her towards the camera
twerking.
Yes,
twerking.
Exactly.
No
Alex knows what I'm
it.
Talking about.
All right.
Okay. I got
will
it. I'm a twerker now.
Who oh, will yeah. show cleavage ooh. During the halftime show? Both Jennifer Lopez only, Shakira only, or neither? Who will show cleavage during the halftime show?
I just. I'm going to say J-Lo.
Just J-Lo.
Yeah, because
right.
I don't really follow Shakira like that.
Okay, that's plus 250. Like, that's not the favorite is that both of them will at minus 250. Finally,
yeah, I'm going heavy on both.
Finally, will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage during the halftime show? Yes or no? Butt cleavage.
Well, she is very famous for her clear suits. So
right.
there's going to be cleavage all over the place. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
And what did we determine butt cleavage was? That's the bottoms
like
of
the
cheeks.
You got to be able to see the crease between thigh and booty. You got to see that fall.
Okay.
It's called
so
the gladial fold.
Yeah. Okay. What's that called? Gladial?
Gluteal.
Fold?
Gluteal fold.
You got to see the fall off.
Okay. So the cleavage is not up top. It's down below.
Be in the
yeah.
Okay, and you're saying yes or no on this, J-Fig?
I am saying yes, for sure.
Yes, that she will show butt, which is plus 250, by the way. The favorite is no, she will not show. Remember, it's a Super Bowl family show, Fig.
That doesn't matter. It's J-Lo. It's a family show to see the Grammys.
It's Miami
the,
as
everything.
Well.
Everything, yeah.
All right, so she's got yes on that. So there you go, Fade Fig. So she's got tonight the Miami Heat laying a point and a half. She's got Virginia Tech laying 3 points against the Hurricanes tonight. And she's got the Chiefs minus 1.5 on Sunday in the Super Bowl. And then J-Lo's first song, On the Floor. She's got Shakira and J-Lo. Yes, they will twerk during halftime. Will they show cleavage? She's got J-Lo only and butt cleavage for J-Lo. She's got yes at plus 250. So there you go. Fade Fig. I don't know if she knows what she's talking about or not, but she joins us every week.
I went to a J-Lo concert, and I've been following her for a very long time.
All right, so you're an insider on this.
For sure.
I'm not even fresh on the ones and twos.
I mean, she's on the ones and twos. I'm not kidding you, though. The edge in gambling, if you know an insider, you're always looking for that edge. You're an insider if you've gone to see her shows.
That's what I'm saying. And she's performing. It's a little baby concert.
Right.
So you saw the big concert.
Right.
You will know somewhat what she's going to do in her little baby concert.
All right. So she's been doing her studying.
So
all right.
Did she show booty and top cleavage in her concert,
That
J-Fig?
Girl shows everything.
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 Can't take a smoke break.
I love
you know
it
what she shows? The ones and twos.
In the mix.
DJ Figgy Fresh in the mix.
And on the track, too.
Follow J-Fig. J-Fig's going to be with us Sunday. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Dan Day will be there as well. Me, Crowder, Alex Dono. It's going to be our big game watch party, so you can meet J-Fig if you want. It's Sunday night. Dave and Buster's.
Don't miss out.
We want you to join us. Don't miss out. And you can follow her on Instagram. That's her pay for giving you these awful picks every week.
Fantastic.
It's Consider the C on Instagram. Consider the S-E. A. Thank you, J-Fig. Nice job once again.
No, thank you, guys.
DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
It's quite the outro that you have there. All right,
I'm going to give you a good outro.
We're on Radio Row, and we're on Miami Beach. We have a huge 4 o'clock hour planned for you. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us. Who else is joining us? Ross Tucker in the 4 o'clock hour?
Ross Tuckle.
Ross Tucker.
And Kyle Turley.
Ross Tuckle.
We got Tuckle today.
You heard about the MSNBC anchor that put Lakers and Knicks together to get a racial slur? I believe Solana just did it with Tuckle. I want someone to look up if in what language is Tuckle a racial slur. I want to see if we can lambaste Solana here on social media.
But if you put Lakers and Knicks together, it doesn't make the words she said.
Well, I don't know what you're putting together to make Tuckle, but were you thinking about tickling Ross Tucker under the table?
Maybe.
And you came up with Tuckle?
What's going on here,
Weird situation.
Radio Row is changing.
All right. Ross Tucker in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Kyle Turley in the 5 o'clock hour. There is action, Jack. We got action, Jack. All right. Let's take a break here. Follow J-Fig on Instagram. Consider the sea, and we will come back. Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports, is going to be with us here on Hochman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.